Well, whether you've already started your taxes or don't plan to think about them until April, you need to make sure you know the signs of a tax scam. The IRS is one of the most impersonated organizations in reports to BBB, especially during tax season. Scammers impersonating the IRS hope to get your personal information for tax identity theft or to trick you into paying them directly. For example, someone pretending to be with the IRS calls you and requests personal information or payment, claiming you owe back taxes or that they're working on your refund. They may pressure you to act immediately and threaten you with arrest or fines if you don't comply. These scammers will go to great lengths to appear real, including giving a fake badge number, leaving official-sounding robocall messages, or setting up a fake caller ID that looks like it's from Washington, D.C. Or scammers send messages by email, text, or social media claiming to be from the IRS. These messages link you to a fake IRS website to, quote, update your IRS e-file immediately. This is a ploy to get your personal information for tax fraud. Once they have your Social Security number or other personal information, scammers can commit tax identity theft by filing a tax return in your name and collecting your refund. If they get away with it, the results can be costly. Here are BBB's tips to avoid tax identity theft and scams. Start by filing early. Filing early reduces the chance that someone can steal your identity by filing your taxes before you do. Make sure you have all the relevant documents you need before you file. Also, consider an identity protection PIN. An IP PIN is a 6-digit number from the IRS that confirms your identity. It can help identify you if someone commits tax fraud using your Social Security number. The IRS will provide your IP PIN online when you first opt in and will mail you a new one each December. And know how the real IRS will contact you. The IRS will never email you, text you, or contact you on social media to request personal or financial information. They will most likely communicate with you through postal mail. But there are some circumstances where they might call or visit after first reaching out by mail. If you're unsure whether you're talking with a scammer, stop communication with the person and contact the IRS directly to confirm their identity. Also, know how scammers will ask you to pay. The IRS will never demand immediate payment, require a specific form of payment, or ask for credit card numbers or bank information over the phone. Never pay anyone asking for cryptocurrency, a wire transfer, or a gift card. And use secure tax filing websites. Make sure you are accessing the real IRS website or other tax filing website by checking that the URL is spelled correctly. Look for the lock symbol to the left of the URL. This means your connection is secure. And be smart about protecting your tax information. Store your tax documents in a secure location in your home or on a password-protected computer. As a general rule, don't give out your Social Security number unless absolutely necessary. And research tax preparers thoroughly at BBB.org before you give them your personal information. Finally, know the signs of fraud. If the IRS informs you that your return has already been filed or that you received wages from an employer you don't know, it's possible someone has committed tax fraud against you. Visit an IRS office as soon as possible to resolve the problem. And if you think you've encountered a tax scam or identity theft, file a complaint or report with the FTC and report it to BBB Scam Tracker at bbb.org/scamtracker.